Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. With me today is Eddie McAuliffe. He is the chairperson for the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria. And we will be talking about some challenging things that he has had to face during these challenging times. Good day, Eddie.
Good day to you. It has been a challenging period, and my sympathies to go out to all those, especially those who are experiencing a lot of traumatic times in relation to mental health issues, social isolation, lack of support, and so on. So there's a whole range of issues we're confronted with, or many communities are confronted with.
I guess one of the things that you have to face on an everyday basis, pandemic or not, is that as a whole, Victoria is made up of a group of people from different backgrounds, different languages, and different beliefs and cultures, isn't it?
50% of the population, it's almost the mainstream, and it probably is, either are born overseas or have one parent born overseas. So you can say, you can almost say the mainstream is multicultural.
And this is one of the things that makes COVID-19 more complicated for Victoria, isn't it? I guess as a whole
does.
For Australia.
It certainly does, and it's just ridiculous to classify all the multicultural community as one community. It is hundreds of communities, and many even within specific communities. There are different cultures within the specific communities. So it's just to say they're all the one is just nonsense.
And with this, you've been in consultation with different communities for the past few weeks?
Well, we certainly have. We did a survey in the early part, and we've been working with the VMC and taking part in a number of working parties with the towers and consulting with our policy committee through various communities who attend those policy committees, and our policy officers and our board members are reaching out to the various communities, and we certainly have been in contact with a whole range of people.
And I think one of the things that I've found from the report that you've submitted to the Parliament here in Victoria is that while there are a lot of information available in different languages, it is the delivery of this information and how it gets to the people involved that becomes a problem or challenging?
Well, it certainly does. And you can target your message, but it doesn't necessarily mean translations are one way of doing it. But it's the translations, from our experience, is that goes to community leaders rather than the actual rank and file. I think the ordinary grassroots person, they need to have it, how shall I say, desegregated and put into language and a cultural context that they can understand. So that's where the challenge arrives, getting the message through to the to the ordinary person from those various cultural communities to understand the message presented.
Yes, in regional Victoria, did you discover that while there was a lot of material in language, it was how
it's the delivery. And look, you might look at say you pick areas where there are, like in Hume and local government areas like that, there where there are 65% of the population are from non-English speaking background or cold backgrounds, as we talk about today. But if you have a look at the mainstream section of the community from those local government areas, you would find the same challenges are there getting the message through to them. So as I pointed out to one talkback radio announcer, to single out multicultural communities by not understanding the messages or not responding to the messages, rather an accurate way or not a proper way of assessing the challenge we have.
As a whole, we all experience the same thing. We experience the stress caused by the closures of businesses, you know, uncertainty in jobs, and there's that. But it's how people deal with it and how to approach it, isn't it? From a different culture, from a different language.
Yeah. I suppose if you're a middle class professional and your income stopped, and then you're forced to consider whether you sleep under a bridge or not, or whether you're somebody who's living down the other end of the scale, being pushed out on the street, I suppose their impact upon everybody. As they keep saying, we're all in this together, and we need to pull together and to get out of it. But I think where the difficulty is, the recovery, if we're coming out of this, I think we need to take into account that a lot of people from poorer backgrounds and often they're multicultural, having a multicultural connection, they're going to find it extremely difficult. And I think that is a challenge that governments need to take into account.
You've made a few recommendations, and one of the things that I found was the importance of getting the message across.
Yes, that's true. Look, the message translation is one way of doing it. Getting to church leaders, getting to community leaders, getting to community radio, getting to digital radio for the younger generation to respond to Facebook and so on. That there are more than one way, and using music, using comedy, using a whole range of issues, ways of connecting with those communities. Life is not as simple. We can go back to the 1980s with the Grim Reaper ads and how successful they were, but I don't think people as a family sit down and watch television these days. Mm-hmm. The families are in units are split, and they have different ways of reaching information. So we've got to target a whole range of areas to get the messages through, and hopefully those that do get the message can pass it on to the rest of the family, the community.
So this, I suppose, is where, you know, services that speak the language is important, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're able to impart a message in a language that's understood, and in a way it's presented, and the nuances are able to be picked up by the person you're trying to get the message through. Sometimes a straight translation, as you're probably aware working at SBS, that you know that the straight translation from English to, say, another language doesn't necessarily keep the same intent. It loses its
context.
It loses its impact, and loses its the message becomes a bit disorganized, if I can put it in those terms.
Yeah. What are the next steps for ECCV?
Well, we'll keep talking to government about developing innovative ways of getting the message through to communities. And one of the ways that the authorities, governments, and the bureaucracy, public servants, they should take into account, they should respond and get together cold communities, as we put in our, you might have noticed the at the back of the back at the report that we consulted with a number of organisations, including CEOs Network and so on. There's a lot of expertise out there that are willing to work with governments.
So are you saying, Eddie, that there wasn't enough consultation during this pandemic?
To put it bluntly, yes.
So you're hoping that there'll be more consultation and communication in
between? Well, more effective, yes. And I must, in saying that, I mean, the consultation with the Towers working groups, that's in Flemington and North Melbourne, and in the other side, Fitzroy, Carlton, and the other areas, that consultation is taking place, and hindsight's a great teacher, but I think it has to be developed more than just for the Towers, for the broader community.
Preparation for future challenges as well.
Yes, and the old Boy Scouts, listen, be armed, be prepared, be armed.
Thank you very much, Eddie McAuliffe, and hoping for better times ahead.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.